The human brain, it stopped evolving.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, are evolutionists now saying that the human brain has evolved as far as it can?
Well, scientists in England have discovered what they say is remarkable. By looking at the balance between the nerve cells and the nourishing blood vessels in our brain, they came to a startling conclusion. It seems our brains are at the maximum information processing capability possible. One scientist even stated that it would be hard to improve on what evolution had already achieved. Well, since the Bible tells us that the brain did not evolve, but was made by the living God, in whose image we're made, then we shouldn't be surprised at all when we find that the brain looks like it was designed the best way possible. I've often had students ask me, "Sir, if it's so obvious that God created the world and all its creatures, why don't all the scientists believe it?" Well, the answer is that it's really a spiritual question. Mark, as you know, man is in rebellion against his creator. And even though the evidence is obvious, what happens? Man doesn't want to believe. He thus won't acknowledge that God owns us, and therefore he sets the rules.
Is it true that God created all the different races around the world? Or do all people go back to Adam and Eve? Ken Ham presents the answer from both Scripture and good science in a free booklet. It's available on our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.